Remember, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, except when it's broadcast nationwide on the Cigar Dave Show.
Well, when you're in Vegas, you've got to think rolling the dice. Got to think gambling, got to think gaming. So we're giving you Cigar Dave's Vegas Gambling Guide with gambling expert and author Victor Royer. He is the author of the Powerful Profit series. You name it, from slots, from craps, from video poker, from blackjack. And we left off talking slots. Now we're going to move to one of the extremely, the most popular table game played, and that is blackjack. Relatively easy game to play, Victor.
Just like with slots, it is deceptively easy, because blackjack seems like it's one of those wonderful games that it's very easy. You have to draw cards so that you get close to 21 and not bust, and you make your wager, and then you take your cards and see if you win. Unfortunately, it is not nearly as simple as that, and although blackjack is extraordinarily popular amongst people who come to play Las Vegas, in fact, about 86% of all visitors who come to Las Vegas will play blackjack, which is an enormous number considering that Las Vegas gets 36 million visitors per year. And the game is, in its inherent simplicity, deceiving, because it is a game that requires not just luck but also skill. In order to be able to beat blackjack, one has to realize two things. First, that one needs to exercise some power of the mind, to exercise the gray matter between our ears. And the second is that blackjack is unlike other casino games because it is what is called a dependent game. By that I mean is that your odds of winning are in constant state of flux, depending on which cards have been already dealt and which are still yet to be dealt in the deck or shoe from which the cards are being dealt. Unlike other games like roulette, for example, which is an independent game because each spin of the wheel is an independent event and neither the wheel nor the ball have any memory of past events. In blackjack, the human player has the opportunity to have that memory because the human player can remember what cards have gone out and from that be able to make a deduction or at least an induction as to what kinds of cards are still left to be dealt. And that became the principle of card counting strategies and systems, first popularized in the great blackjack book Beat the Dealer by Edward O. Thorpe in 1962, from which all of the current card counting strategies have evolved.
The game is very basic. You got to get to 21. Blackjack is an ace or a king, queen, jack, and blackjack pays 3-2.
Blackjack pays 3-2, and that is the way that it should be. Unfortunately, there are some casinos now that are trying to play 6-5 for that, and basically what that means is that you're giving up about half of your advantage to the casino. And instead of getting $15, you get $12 for a $5 bet on a blackjack, and that's not a very good thing. But players are smart enough to recognize that, and they are approaching the games from a little bit more of a professional perspective, and because of the popularity of blackjack and many discussions such as the one that we are having on your great show today, help to educate people to the fact that they have choices, just like in shopping, they have choices in where they play blackjack. And playing blackjack is no longer a situation where you need to be a victim to the game itself, because you have the ability to be able to acquire not only what is called basic knowledge, such as in a strategy called basic strategy.
Well, give us real quickly a basic strategy. What should people, if they're going to play, they're not card counters, give us a basic strategy.
Well, a basic strategy is one of those situations is what you will do, for example, when you get two fives. Do you split it or do you double down on it? Well, you never split two fives. What you do is if the dealer is showing anything less than a 10 or an ace and you have two fives, you use that as a double down situation and not split them.
If you get double down is?
Double down means that what you do is you add an equal amount of money to your bet and you get one more card only, and you do that in situations where it is advantageous for you to do in order to get twice as much money for what is to be statistically the best possible chance for you to have a win. In other situations, for example, people agonize what to do when they get aces, for example. Aces and eights are situations where you should split those two cards, because two aces together make a 2 and two eights together make a 16, the worst hand in blackjack, and so your mathematical odds are better by splitting those hands.
So don't take the 20, split the aces, because maybe you'll hit a king or queen or a jack.
Well, two aces together is either 2 or 12, so...
2 or 12, that's right. Okay, 2 or 12.
Right. So in either case, you have a pretty bad hand, so your best chance is to split them and try to draw a 10 to each hand to make 21, or as close to it as you can. Of course, those two hands are not considered blackjack, but that's beside the point, because here you have an opportunity to get in twice as much money in a situation which is generally mathematically to your advantage. And that is why these are called basic strategies, because because these were evolved from computer simulations and tests, which were incidentally begun by a man called Julian Brown in the 1960s, who was a professor of mathematics and programmer of the original IBM supercomputer. And he used this system of logic in order to be able to determine these events.
Now, the house advantage on blackjack is?
A house advantage on blackjack, if you do not play a basic strategy and you just take your chances, is somewhere between 6 and 12%. But if you play basic strategy, it's about half of 1%.
And you, that we can find that in your book, Powerful Profits from Blackjack.
In my book, Powerful Profits from Blackjack, I have actually created what's called a modified basic strategy, MBS, which basically almost eliminates the edge to about 0.01%, which makes it a practically even game. And the reason why I did that is because there have been changes to the structure in the way that blackjack is being played in the 21st century, and it required a tiny little modification in some of those events that were in there, and you can read about it in my book.
Is there any particular casino that's better to play blackjack in, or is it pretty much the same odds no matter where you go?
Blackjack games in Las Vegas tend to have more liberal rules than in some other places. I guess if you play a shoe game is where you have, say, four or six decks in a shoe instead of just having a single deck that you would deal, or a double deck. Most of the casino on the strip and downtown have very, very good rules, such as you can split and resplit aces, double down after splits and resplits, and double down on any two cards, which are very favorable rules for you in which to play blackjack. In Atlantic City, for example, they play 8-deck shoes, which make it a very, very difficult game to beat. So the best way for you to select your casino is to play, say, no more than a 2-deck handheld game, and if you must play a shoe, then find one where the penetration, the cut point in the card, is deep into the shoe, and where you have most of the favorable rules. In my book, I outline which are the favorable rules, how to find them, and how to make the biggest bang for your buck playing modified basic strategy in accordance with the most popular and common games in casinos everywhere.
All right, we've got about 3 minutes in this segment. Let's very quickly touch on video poker, another very popular game in the Vegas casinos.
Video poker is a game that took a lot of the local players by storm many, many years ago. It was invented back in the 80s by Cy Red, who founded a company which is now called IGT. By the way, IGT produces some of the best slot machines, video slot machines, and video poker machines ever. And one of the things that I enjoy is I actually look for those particular machines because I know that they have some of the best paybacks. Video poker is basically a five-card draw poker game. If you are familiar with any kind of a poker game, you know that five-card draw is a game where you get dealt five cards, and then you can take a look at them and discard any of all of them and get replacements, which is the exact same principle that plays in the standard traditional video poker game. This is an interactive game because, unlike slot machines, which is basically a passive game, a video poker machine allows you to make some informed choices. And the key word here is informed, because if you know a little bit of knowledge in respect to which cards to keep and which cards to throw away under the circumstances of a five-card draw principle game, then you are able to actually gain a winner from what would normally be a loser if this was just a passive slot machine. You can also learn how to look at the machines themselves, and from looking at the payoff schedule, be able to determine exactly what the payback of that machine is. Unlike slot machines, which can have as many different stops and virtual stops as the programmer wishes to program in them, video poker machine is clearly and easily mathematically definable because it uses a 52-card deck. Therefore, you are able to make a determination by looking at the payoff schedule that this is a specific payback percentage machine, and I say that in my book.
All right, very good. Video poker. When we come back, lieutenants, from the 2004 Cigar Retailers Convention in Las Vegas, we will continue talking with noted gambling expert Victor H. Royer as we continue Cigar Dave's Vegas Gambling Guide. Next up, one of the hottest games around when you roll the dice, craps, and then we'll talk the game of tycoons, barons, kings, and generals, baccarat. Cigar Dave the General, we continue from Vegas, hot in the desert.
There's more puffing and pontification with Cigar Dave after this.
The cocktail party was starting to drag. He was headed for the door when he glimpsed Maria Guerrero across the room, alluring, smoldering with intrigue. Don't leave in such a hurry, pal, he thought. This night is about to get interesting. He moved closer. A flame ignited in the dark, hot, burning, wildly exciting. An intoxicating aroma filled the air like exotic spices on a summer night. He closed his eyes and inhaled the heady scent. Could he resist temptation? No. Why should he? Once upon a time, legions of men had been seduced by Maria Guerrero. The cigar, that is. Named after the celebrated Spanish actress who graced the stage a century ago, that cigar became a legend, and now it's back in all its sensual glory. Maria Guerrero, once again seducing men everywhere. For the tobacconist nearest you, visit MariaGuerrero.com.
Surgeon General warning, tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.